Time now for our uncensored podcast for today, Monday, the 26th of January. Sometimes I date these podcasts and these videocasts wrong because it's a Saturday, it's a Friday, and I forget that they don't get posted until Monday. But nonetheless, this is our uncensored podcast. We're doing it here Saturday morning, intended for posting on Monday. Not that anything big's going to happen over the weekend. If it does, then I'll send a new podcast. Actually, no, I won't, because it ain't like we're doing breaking news here. What we're doing is we're taking people prominent in the news and we're tearing them a new fucking ass, like Anderson Cooper and Diane Sawyer. Yes, I know we got into that on the show extensively, and we should have, because two brazen alcoholics taking over the airwaves of major news channels, major news gathering and news disseminating operations, major media companies like CNN and ABC, two raging blind drunks taking over the airwaves of those two entities, I find it to be an abomination before God and man. Anderson Cooper slurring his speech. Yes, I know he's not much of a professional. You know, some of these people that think that Anderson Cooper is like, what was this fucking thing I saw? He's the Ryan Seacrest of news. Hey, Cooper, I don't know whether you're bright enough to figure that out, but that's an insult. Jesus H. Christ. And Diane Sawyer, I like them both. No, actually, I can't stand either one of them. Why would I lie? I can't stand either one of their personas on the tube. Diane Sawyer is as dull, just as fucking boring, as watching your fucking nose hairs grow, man. And that Anderson Cooper, and that poor woman, that Erica Hill. You know, I say poor woman because Erica Hill, she's just trying to get a shot on CNN. She wants her own show. It's obvious. So she's got to sit there and be the sidekick to that dumb, boring, fucking Anderson, fucked up Cooper. Anderson, you know, straight Applejack Cooper. Draw the blood on him and draw the blood on Diane Sawyer. Holy Christ, straight Applejack, 100 proof. Anyway, both of them suck, and now they're getting away with being inebriated on the airwaves. That's a good one. Why is it that we did not see this reported at all on Friday? And I mean, it was not reported at all. It was on a couple of blogs. It was getting increasing play on the blogs. But other than that, man, there ain't one motherfucker out there reporting this shit. Now, what's the story? Are they getting blowjobs from Anderson Cooper? Now, I understand that he's gay, and I'm not knocking that. Let me put it to you in the most egalitarian, the fairest way I can. Are they getting blowjobs from both Anderson Cooper and Diane Sawyer? Because my guess is, yes, they are. Otherwise, these assholes would have that shit on the fucking channels what they run. But these motherfuckers ain't put that shit up. And if I got to see Robert Gibbs one more time trying to be Mr. Glib, trying to be that one guy that worked for Clinton, that Joe What's-His-Ass, he was funny. But this guy Gibbs, hey, Gibbs, get the job figured out. Get the information to the reporters as best you can. Then you can do the shtick and the one-liners about the, you know, the one-name soccer stars, because you have butchered your first two fucking days on a job. And as far as Carl Levin goes, hey, Levin, I know you're in the tank for any and all people who pass by and slip something in your envelope, but can you ask a couple of hard questions of our president, like, what's up with Lynch? I understand that he was a lobbyist. I understand that you've given him an ethical waiver, but still, as a senator, I need to ask some questions. No, you may not. Oh, yes, sir. And Mitch McConnell, who is the senator from Kentucky, and I just saw a documentary on Kentucky where people are still using rainwater to wash their hair. McConnell, don't you think you've got other things to do than be in Washington, D.C. and pretending like you're important? Go to Kentucky, lay some fucking pipes to the hillbillies. People are washing their hair with rainwater. Rainwater, man! You have no business being in Washington. In fact, Kentucky has no business having senators. The minute you lay some pipes to the hillbillies and get them to wash their hair with actual water that comes from a reservoir and has been treated, and they're not washing their hair in two-day-old urine, then and only then are you allowed to go to Washington and pretend like you're important. Until then, the hillbillies need pipes, and what else did I see? And they're washing their clothes in, like, those, and this one woman was using one of those, like, what, those cranks that you squeeze the clothes through, and that's how you get the excess water? Yeah, one of those things. What the hell is that, man? You're back in Washington, and you're going to inaugural balls, and you're giving interviews and all this shit? Will you go back to Kentucky and buy some fucking washing machines for those people? And if you don't have any in Kentucky, can you bring some in from Tennessee? Man. Anyway, thank you, and we have a lot of fun here. The Phil Henry Podcast for this Monday, and the date is the... Fuck it, man. I can't even find a date. You know what date it is.